Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, you know, some of you have been playing the Christmas Carol quiz here on KJN, name the title of the song. Mine's not quite the same, but you still have to know your carols, and I have to tell you that I didn't do well on it. I got 68%. That's barely passing, and they told me, since I got 68%, that I had been shopping and eating too much and not singing enough. So study up. So let's see how well you do on this. This is sort of a continuation. It tells you what the song is and part of the song, and then, you know, what do you know about the rest of it. The first one is, the Christmas song refers to folks dressed up like what? Elves, angels, Eskimos, or Chewbacca? Well, if you don't know, at least you can, I think, eliminate Chewbacca. But it is like Eskimos. Dressed up like Eskimos. What were the last words of Frosty the Snowman? Hold my beer and watch this. Catch me if you can. I can't wait to get in that hot shower. Or I'll be back again someday. And of course, it's the last one. Frosty said, I'll be back again someday. And of course he will, as long as it keeps snowing. Next one. Joy to the world. Jesus is said to rule the world with clout and cash, mercy and care, love and hope, truth and grace. And of course, it's the last one. Jesus is said to rule the world with truth and grace. I got those right so far, but here's one I didn't get right, and I should know. It's the little drummer boy. How does baby Jesus react to the stylings of the impoverished percussionist? To the little drummer boy. And does Jesus smile, nods and keep time with the ox and lamb, sleeps in heavenly peace, or weeps because, like everybody else, he doesn't like that drumming? Well, we can eliminate the last one, of course, but he just smiles. I had sort of thought about he nods and keeps time with the ox and lamb. I think that's another part of the song. And selected, he sleeps in heavenly peace. But the answer is, Jesus smiles. Okay, here is, the angels proclaim the birth of Jesus to the shepherds. In angels we have heard on high, and they sing Gloria in excelsis Deo. And that means, in Latin, that stands for fa la la la, have a glorious day. Gloria with Mary in the stable, or glory to God in the highest. Well, I don't know much Latin, but I figured that one out. Gloria in excelsis Deo means glory to God in the highest. How about Carol of the Bells? I talk about sweet silver bells, and what do they seem to be saying? Merry Christmas. That would be logical. Christ is born of Mary. Throw your cares away, or let's eat. So, sweet silver bells, the correct answer is throw cares away. Gosh, if we could only do that throughout the year and at this season. Next one, Up on the Housetop, contains a reference to Santa bringing several toys that certainly would not pass muster with the child safety watchdog groups. So, which of these gifts is not mentioned in the song? So think about what Santa's bringing up on the housetop. A whip? Well, that's the one I said because I didn't read the instructions correctly. He's bringing a whip that cracks. He's bringing a hammer. And he's bringing tacks. None of which would be allowed today in any kind of packaging. So up on the housetop, the only one that wasn't mentioned here, an asbestos teddy bear. Yeah, I should have known that. And I would have, if, you know, it's important to read the instructions. It says which one is not mentioned in the song. Okay, Jingle Bells. And that's always a catchy one when you think of the title, because you always just think, Jingle Bells, and what are the first words? Well, they're dashing through the snow, but that's not the quiz here. The quiz is, went out in the snow and fell on his back. And a gentleman then came in a one-horse open sleigh, and what does he do? Well, I didn't get that one right either. I checked. He sings a song. The other choices are, he lifts the fallen man up and carries him inside. He alights from his sleigh and falls down himself. Or he laughs and rides away. Not a nice thing to do, but that's what he did in Jingle Bells. So, the next one is Winter Wonderland. And the singers build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. What is the answer when this fictional clergyman asks if they are married? Oh, yes. No man. Get lost. As if. Well, when you think about it, it might have to rhyme with the snowman they're building, you know that the answer has to be no man. In Let It Snow, which consumable product does a singer offer as an inducement to his love interest to stay by the fire? Let it snow. What do they want by the fire? I thought that was an easy one. Do they offer wine for drinking, cheese for slicing, chips for dipping, or corn for popping? Yep, the last one, corn for popping. Santa Claus is coming to town. And what is it that kids in girl and boy land will have? In Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the kids will have a jubilee, a holly jolly Christmas, a gay old time, or whatever their hearts desire. Well, it's the first one, a jubilee. Next one, I'll be home for Christmas if only. I think this is a pretty easy one. Got this one correct. What is the answer? You'll lend us a couple of dollars till Thursday. You're there too, in my dreams, or for the gifts. And of course, I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. Next one. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. Silver Bells describes pre-holiday excitement and refers to Santa's big belly, scene, opportunity, or headache. Seems they always give us one here that's pretty easily eliminated, and I think that would be headache. But, of course, it's Santa's big scene. What did the night wind say to the little lamb? Where's your God now? Do you see what I see? Pray for peace. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Now the night wind says to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Now, this has longer answers. Which of the following lyrics do not appear in a Christmas song? Ho, ho, ho. Well, we hear that in lots of them. Fa, la, 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 la. Of course, we hear that in lots of them. How about pa-rum, pa-rum, pum? Yep, we know that's the little drummer boy. How about sha-la-la? Is that one? Or tar-a-lar-loo? Or fum-fum-fum? Or la-la-lay, la-la-lay? Or pat-a-pan? Which ones of those would you choose is not in a Christmas song? Well, I choose I won't say it again. It's an Irish song. And the answer says, not yet, anyhow, we know. But the correct choice is sha-la-la. And I thought there probably was some popular rock, whatever, old rock song that would have sha-la-la in it, in a Christmas song. But nope, that's the right answer. How about, as good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen, what sort of person did he see? A wise man? A poor man? A page? Good King Wenceslas looked out and saw a poor man. How about God rest you merry gentlemen? Christ was born on Christmas Day to save us all from sorrow's curse, cheerless winter, or Satan's power. Yeah, it's the last one. Pretty easy choice, I think, on that one. How about Jingle Bell Rock? Is that a Christmas song that you are familiar with? Yeah, we've heard it on KJN every once in a while. Jingle Bell Rock tells it's a bright time and the right time to have a figgy pudding, sing a slang song, rock the night away, or fall on our knees. Well, considering it's Jingle Bell Rock, the correct answer, of course, is rock the night away. In the English language portion of Feliz Navidad, in what way does a singer say he wishes the listener a Merry Christmas? Softly and tenderly, from the bottom of his heart, discreetly, or with a glad shout? And of course, the correct answer is from the bottom of his heart. So how did you do on those? Some of them are, but it depends on how familiar you are with the carol, of course. And obviously with some of them, I was not very familiar. So hopefully if you are playing the Christmas carol identification on KGN, you have a better than 68% rating on your results. So you can get that $100 and $200 today, right, Chris?
Yep, $200. Didn't have a winner yesterday. So
all right, got to listen up today. So hope that was kind of fun. And we'll be back again tomorrow with who knows what. And until next time, along this silly line, if you can smile when things go wrong, you must have someone else in mind to blame.